Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Goldhar and Dirim Zekhu Subis Daf Tzadites, the 11th Parak Aman and Nizonas. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zikhu Mesekhus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the thing that we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara Daf Tzadites Amma Beis discussed the case of a shliach who sells more than he was authorized to sell and the question whether the sale is valid. The Gemara presents an alternative version of the discussion where it's a given that in that case the sale is valid, and instead the question is in a case when the owner of the land told the shliach to sell a core of land and the shliach went ahead and only sold a lesach. Do we say that the shliach can tell the owner the tavalach avdilach by selling only a lesach of the property I did for you what was good for you? For if I had sold a full core as you requested, and it turned out that you did not need the money, you would not be able to rescind the sale, and therefore you would have suffered a needless loss of land. Therefore, the shliach should be viewed as one who added to the owner's instructions, and the sale is valid. Or perhaps the owner can tell the shliach, it's not pleasing to me that shtar should increase against me. Rishonim explained that since the owner will have to sell land again and need to write a shtar, it's humiliating to him since he appears as someone who needs to keep selling off land. In this case, the shliach would have violated the owner's instructions and the sale is null and void. After extensive discussion, the question is left unresolved. Point number two, the Gemara says that it's obvious that if one said to a shliach, La'echa v'lo l'shnayim, sell a core of my fields to one person and not to two people, that if the shliach went ahead and sold the land to two people, the sale is null and void. But what is the halacha if the owner said, L'echad stama, sell it to one person without specifying and not to two people? Rav Huna said, La'echa v'lo l'shnayim, the owner means that the shliach should only sell it to one person and not to two people. But Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna both say, La'echad v'avi l'shnayim, la'echad afi l'meya, that the owner means that the shliach can sell it to one person and even to two people and even to 100 people. Rav Nachman told Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna that the halacha is that the sale is valid if the shliach sold the land to more than one person. They asked him if that means that a sale is also valid if the shliach made a mistake and undersold land, and he told them that he was not discussing where the shliach erred in price, for there the sale is certainly void. Even though the din is that ein onal karkos, there's no law of price fraud with land. That's only where the owner made a mistake, but where the shliach made a mistake, the owner can say to him, L'sakuni shetartich, l'avuse, I sent you to improve my situation, not make it worse. Since you misrepresented me, you have lost your authority to act on my behalf. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Shuma dayanim, if property was sold according to the appraisal of the judges who undervalued it by a sixth or overvalued it by a sixth, the sale is batal. Rav Moshe ben Gamliel says, Mirchon Kayim, the sale stands. In Ken, Makok Basin Yafa. For if it were so that the sale is void, what's the authority of the basin worth? Avim Asu Igeres Bikoros Benem, but if the basin made a letter of inspection among them, advertising the sale of the property leading to people inspecting the land, then even if they sold the property worth a mana for 200 zuz, or a property worth 200 zuz for a mana, the sale stands. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara Daf Tzadiches Amud Beis discussed the case of a shliach who sells more than he was authorized to sell, and the question whether the sale is valid. The Gemara presents an alternative version of the discussion where it's a given that in that case, the sale is valid. And instead, the question is in a case when the owner of the land told the shliach to sell a core of land, and the shliach went ahead and only sold a lesach. Do we say that the shliach can tell the owner the tavalach avdilach by selling only a lesach of the property I did for you what was good for you? For if I had sold a full core as you requested, and it turned out that you did not need the money, you would not be able to rescind the sale, and therefore you would have suffered a needless loss of land. Therefore, the shliach should be viewed as one who added to the owner's instructions, and the sale is valid. Or perhaps the owner can tell the shliach, it's not pleasing to me that shtar should increase against me. Rishonim explained that since the owner will have to sell land again and need to write a shtar, it's humiliating to him since he appears as someone who needs to keep selling off land. In this case, the shliach would have violated the owner's instructions and the sale is null and void. After extensive discussion, the question is left unresolved. Point number two, the Gemara says that it's obvious that if one said to a shliach, La'echa v'lo l'shnayim, sell a core of my fields to one person and not to two people, that if the shliach went ahead and sold the land to two people, the sale is null and void. But what is the halacha if the owner said, L'echad stama, sell it to one person without specifying and not to two people? Rav Huna said, L'echad v'lo l'shnayim, the owner means that the shliach should only sell it to one person and not to two people. But Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna both say, L'echad v'avi l'shnayim, l'echad afi l'meya, that the owner means that the shliach can sell it to one person and even to two people and even to 100 people. Rav Nachman told Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna that the halacha is that the sale is valid if the shliach sold the land to more than one person. They asked him if that means that a sale is also valid if the shliach made a mistake and undersold land, and he told them that he was not discussing with the shulich Erdem Price, for there the sale is certainly void, even though the din is that ein onal karkos. There's no law of price fraud with land. That's only where the owner made a mistake, but where the shulich made a mistake, the owner can say to him, l'sakuni shetartich, l'levuse, I sent you to improve my situation, not make it worse. Since you misrepresented me, you have lost your authority to act on my behalf. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Shuma Dayanim, if property was sold according to the appraisal of the judges who undervalued it by a sixth or overvalued it by a sixth, the sale is batal. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mirchon Kayim, the sale stands. In Ken, Makok Basin Yafa. For if it were so that the sale is void, what's the authority of the basin worth? Avim Asu Igeres Bikors Benem, but if the basin made a letter of inspection among them, advertising the sale of the property leading to people inspecting the land, then even if they sold the property worth a mana for 200 zuz, or property worth 200 zuz for a mana, the sale stands. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Duff Tzadites, and our standard simmer is a cheetah. A cheetah, so here goes. The man who collected pet cheetahs and wanted to sell his land to buy another fired his shaliach, who only sold a lesach of land, when he wanted him to sell a kor. And he sold it to two buyers when he told him explicitly to just sell it to one, and fared no better when Basin appraised his property and undervalued it by a sixth. Once again, it's a motion. The man who collected pet cheetahs, that must mean more duff, tzadites. The man who collected pet cheetahs and wanted to sell his land to buy another fired a shaliach who only sold a lesach of land when he wanted to sell a kor, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a case when the owner of the land told the shaliach to sell a kor of land and the shaliach went ahead and only sold a lesach. Do we say that the shaliach can tell the owner, by selling only a lesach of the property, I did for you what was good for you, for if I had sold a full kor as you requested and turned out you didn't need the money, you wouldn't be able to rescind the sale, and therefore you would have suffered a needless loss of land. Therefore, the shaliach would be viewed as one who added to the owner's instructions and the sale is valid, or perhaps the owner can tell the shaliach, it's not pleasing to me that shtar should increase against me. The question is left unresolved. So the man who collected pet cheetahs and wanted to sell his land to buy another fired his shaliach, who only sold a lesach of land when he wanted to sell a kor, and sold it to two buyers when he told them explicitly to just sell it to one. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that it's obvious if one said to a shaliach, l'echad v'lishnayim, sell a kor of my fields to one person and not to two people, that if the shaliach went ahead and sold the land to two people, the sale is null and void. But what is the halacha if the owner said, l'echad stama, sell it to one person without specifying, and not to two people? Rav Huna said, l'echad v'lishnayim, the owner means that the shaliach should only sell it to one person and not to two people. Rav Chista and Rav Abba Rav Huna both say, l'echad v'lishnayim, that the owner means that the shaliach can sell it to one person, and even to two people, and even to 100 people. So the man who collected pet cheetahs and wanted to sell his land to buy another fired his shaliach, who only sold a lesach of land when he wanted him to sell a kor, and sold to two buyers when he told him explicitly to just sell to one, and fared no better when Basin appraised his property and undervalued it by a six, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shuma Dayanim, if property was sold according to the appraisal of the judges who undervalued it by a six or overvalued it by a six, the sale is void. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mikron Kayim, the sale stands, Im Ken Makoch Basin Yafa. For if it were so that the sale is void, what's the authority of the basin worth? So once again, the man who collected pet cheetahs and wanted to sell his land to buy another fired his shaliach who only sold a less of a land when he wanted to sell a kor, and sold it to two buyers when he told him explicitly to just sell to one, and fared no better when Basin appraised his property and undervalued it by a sixth. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.